USA Triathlon brings you Endurance Planet. How far can you go?
Crossing the line has the power to change your life.
There are those people we feel like we know because their story is played out in front of us, whether it be via the news media or an internet message board. A highly driven and talented triathlete, Deanna Babcock, is one of those people. Back in July, a fellow triathlete posted on the BeginnerTriathlete.com message boards the tragic story about the 22-year-old. The message in part read, "On Friday, Deanna was swimming at the North Carolina State University pool and did not surface. They had a defibrillator twice on deck, and from what I understand, she had to be jump-started three more times by emergency medical staff later in the day. Deanna was training for the Duke Half Iron and for Ironman Florida. Last night, as I looked at Deanna's mom's wrist where she's wearing Deanna's Ironman watch, her mom told me that Deanna is in fact racing right now. She just needs to get across the finish line." Today, an interview with the person some of us feel we already know, a person that did make it across the finish line.
I'm Deanna Babcock.
It was just a typical day in July for 22-year-old Deanna Babcock. She'd been working hard at school and planning a hard training effort later in the day.
I'm a graduate student at North Carolina State University. I'm working on my master's in soil science. So that was a Friday, and we were just setting up some field plots. That's just part of the routine. This involves some essentially manual labor outside all day in the heat of a North Carolina July. So I had set up plots all day with some of my coworkers, and following my training plan, I just decided to go for I had a long swim and I think it was a bike bricked that night. So I was just swimming along and something went awry. But this is only what people tell me, because I actually don't recall any of that Friday, and actually probably the Thursday prior to that.
Friends tell her that for whatever reason, she was swimming when she
basically stopped swimming and just kind of started floating. So then the lifeguards hopped right in and went about their business, I guess. Pretty epic story, but I essentially died in the pool, and they tried a few times to restart my heart. I think on the fifth time they got it pumping again. This was by the time I had ridden to Wake Med in an ambulance, and they decided to initiate a hypothermia protocol in order to save my brain and vital organs. And also, apparently when your heart stops, your veins and arteries collapse, so my blood pressure was pretty low. And in order to counteract that problem, they had to do some sort of fluid infusion to increase my blood pressure, which basically inflated my body. And what that did is cause loss of circulation to my limbs. And so, let's see, my accident was July 20th, and on July 25th, they had to amputate my left leg above the knee. And thankfully, I was able to keep my right leg pretty much intact after they did a little fasciotomy to let some of the pressure off my muscles so the oxygen could get down there.
As far as her reaction to learning that she'd lost her left leg,
this is also a little hazy for me, just because I had so many surgeries that when I woke up, I was kind of in a drug-induced haze, so I maybe wasn't fully cognizant of everything that was going on around me. But I guess when I woke up, my mom said, yeah, there was some crying. I would stare at where my leg had been and just start crying. I think by the time I left the ICU to a different part of the hospital, I was more awake and more with it, and just started to come to grips with what had happened. Yeah, there's definitely some crying, probably some anger at times. But on the whole, I had to be grateful, because everyone told me from the very beginning, well, told my family, I mean, the outlook was not good. And they had told my family they should consider making funeral arrangements. So when you compare the result to that, I think pretty much anything's going to look better.
You ever notice how someone's tone tells as much about them as their words do? Throughout the whole interview, Deanna was matter-of-fact and good-natured. She doesn't even think her personality has been altered by the events of the past 6 months.
I guess I had a personality before where I could just kind of roll with whatever happened, even something pretty extreme. Like I said, I just feel like I'm kind of back to normal and just doing what I like to do, and maybe some of my specific goals have changed, but the trends of those goals are not really different from before. I just want to keep pushing myself to do what I can do and do it the best that I can do, I guess.
Oddly enough, one of her hang-ups, if you can call it that, is her attitude toward people who aren't living a healthy lifestyle despite having perfectly capable bodies. It's the same kind of attitude that celebrity-challenged athlete Sarah Reinertsen once expressed when she said of sedentary people, "What a waste of two legs."
That was one of the things that I had to work on when I was in the hospital. Because I would look at so many big people walking around and just be like, "You obviously are not using your two legs," and I just want to go up and give them a talking to, I guess, because I used my legs more than anyone I knew. So that's a source of frustration, yeah, definitely.
As for the countless people on BeginnerTry.com who posted messages and offered their support and prayers, Babcock is grateful. She was in a coma for much of the time, but her family saw the support.
But, yeah, I think that played a big part for my family. Just seeing all the support that they had out there, I think that was good for them.
Babcock is back to school, back to training, and looking forward to getting fitted for a prosthetic leg that will allow her to race. She, as many of you know, is now also a member of the BeginnerTriathlete.com community, which rallied behind her. Her posts have become less frequent as her life has returned to normal.
But I guess you could call me a lurker, so I think I've become addicted to the forums, unfortunately.
Deanna Babcock is our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. For Deanna Babcock and all her new friends at Beginner Tri, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.